This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
The fastest growing segment of the workforce is workers over 65. The population as a whole is aging, but also more experienced workers are trying to stay active in the job market longer. That could look like phased retirement or part-time work. But to the extent that longer careers need more training or more schooling, higher education hasn't quite rolled out the welcome mat for older workers. There are some experiments, though, in higher education that suggest a change is coming incrementally. Here to tell us more is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So people are working longer. They have multiple careers. If going back to college in some way, shape, or form is sometimes part of that journey, are schools actually catering to that at all?
Not really. I mean, these institutions, they still largely focus on, you know, offering education to younger people, and they're not geared toward having classes that help experienced workers launch their second or third acts. But the demand for that kind of educational opportunity is only going to grow in coming years. I mean, there's this combination of longer lifespans and technological change that's pushing more and more people to multiple jobs and fluid careers over a longer period of time.
What does a college that is trying to go intergenerational or orient itself to lifelong learning, what does that look like?
So there's a couple of really intriguing experiments, innovations that are going on. Probably the best known are based at Harvard, Stanford, University of Texas, Austin, and Notre Dame. And these are small programs. They're built around a cohort of fellows in the second half of life. And I recently spent several days at Notre Dame's Inspired Leadership Initiative, and I met with his 20 fellows. And rather than retire, they're exploring how might they tap into their experience and skills to do something different and perhaps more meaningful in the second half of life. One of my main takeaways is how much the fellows learned from each other and also learned from being around the undergraduates.
You know, paying for college once is hard enough. How are people supposed to pay for it again? I mean, Harvard, Stanford, Notre Dame, those are not cheap.
Yes, and these programs are not cheap. Now, there are also some other initiatives around the country that shorter-term programs or lower-cost programs, but hopefully the lesson is the experience of these higher-end encore programs can be transferred with some modifications to less expensive institutions with more inclusive missions. Because here's the thing, the demand is there.
You think we're going to see more of these kinds of programs?
Here's my fearless forecast. Taking the knowledge learned at experiments like Notre Dame's and other places, colleges and universities over the next three decades will transform themselves into multi-generational institutions. I like the way Andrew Haldane, he's the former chief economist at the Bank of England, and he put it that universities will need to cater for multiple entry points along the age distribution rather than focusing on the young. In short, they will become centers for lifelong learning.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.